Cadencopia acknowledges the traditional owners of the land that this podcast was recorded and produced on, the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung peoples of the East Kulin Nations. We pay our respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Come behind the scenes of the Australian media landscape from a leading public relations perspective. I'm Marissa Jane, and this is the Press Office with Kate Copia. So here we are for another mini episode, and I am joined by Managing Director at Kateco PR, Kate Keane. And today we are taking a deeper dive into the conversation we just had with Rochelle Unreich.
Marissa, I cannot believe that episode and that chat with Rochelle. We invited her to the Penfolds Marquee on Derby Day. It must have been 2022, I think it was. And Rachel Griffiths was there, and she approached Rachel, having already knew her through her mother, but approached her to do her audiobook for A Brilliant Life. And the connection, I was just like, oh my goodness, Rochelle's entire kind of premise of the book, or some of the premise of the book, was talking about how Mira had all these amazing connections in life and how it took her through to the next part of her journey. And then we interviewed her and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I think that means you're entitled to some royalties there, don't you?
Maybe.
But yes, like you touched on, it was all about connection, Mira's story, but also Rochelle's, in especially how she has had to publicize the book. And you and I were talking about this offline. Rochelle has done such an amazing job marketing this book. She's at writers' festivals, going to bookshops. She talks about how she's held two events at her mother's house and has had some really amazing features in the likes of the New York Post. But a lot of that did come from her connections as a journalist.
Yeah. And I think, you know, she was saying that they do, the book publishers do publicity for about 3 months and then they are on to the next book. So it's really been up to her to carry that on. And I think she's done an amazing job, and probably her understanding of the PR space, being a journalist and being pitched to and going to events, has really helped her along the journey. And obviously her relationships have certainly helped. But I loved that when she was talking about the event at her mother's house where she had an operatic singer sing two of the songs that she talks about in the book, and then serve the food that she talked about or was in parts of the book, and bought the plates from the op shop. Like, what a dream, what a PR dream. Just all those elements put together for an event is exactly what we would be saying to a client to do, and she just knew how to do it. And I think that's so impressive.
As an events person, that just pricked my ears because she nailed every single touch point, you know, the look and feel of the event. And also, if you've read the book too, there is actually quite a big bit about Mira's eclectic choice in furnishings, yes, and interiors. And as Rochelle was chatting to me about the house, I could picture it from, yeah, also the words that she wrote about it.
I know. I hope we get to go and have a look at this amazing house.
I know. I didn't want to ask, but it's definitely on the to-do list. And she also mentioned how she looped in pitching to certain publications around certain days that, yeah, coincided with the Holocaust or Memorial Days. And I think we always do stuff like that. The amount of cafes or brands that I would work with, and it's like, oh my God, it's World Nutella Day. Let's send Nutella, yeah, to all the radio stations.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that. We did with Lavazza, we did, and Brunetti, we did something for World Coffee Day, or International Coffee Day, sorry, not World Coffee Day. And we got so much coverage, TV coverage, that you would never get, but because it was linked to a particular day, yeah, it was of interest to media. And I loved how Rochelle did that. I thought her knowledge of utilizing calendar events and turning them into a PR opportunity to create that timeliness has obviously done wonders for her. But that's kind of PR 101. Like, that's the first thing we look at when we're working on particularly a campaign that might not have any timeliness to it, is how can we hook into, you know, World Pilates Day for a Pilates studio, or International Coffee Day, as I said. But Marissa, I think relationships too are obviously really important. Anyone can nurture relationships and then think about how they can support you on your next journey, like when we talked to Rochelle about how she leaned on a lot of her contacts and how she sent a book to her friend that worked at the New York Post, and then that friend passed it on to the book editor and ended up getting a 2-page feature. I think utilizing your network and your relationships is so important, and knowing to do that and, you know, making that part of her journey post that first PR push has really helped.
It's really funny that there has been a trend lately of journalists moving into the public relations space as a career. And initially, although, yes, the skill sets are really interrelated, you need to be good at communicating, building connections and writing, I didn't know that there was that much overlap. But then seeing Rochelle, who has been an amazing journalist for so many years, be able to translate her skills so directly, so quickly and so evidently into PR kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case for everyone, though, Maurice. I think Rochelle's really clever.
Yeah.
Like, I think she really stripped back and thought about what made a good pitch to her and what made a good event and what did she like. And then she turned that into her own kind of story. I don't necessarily think that everyone is clever enough. I know that sort of sounds, but she had the insight, but also the foresight to kind of go, just because I've experienced it doesn't mean that I get it. I really need to think about this. And so I think she really thought about it and then delivered on that. I don't necessarily think that all journalists could do that. I think that they might think they already know what they're doing because they are a journalist, and so therefore they know what PR is. But you know, we've had so many journalists or reporters kind of come over to the dark side of PR and then say, oh, actually, wow, I didn't know there was this much work involved. I mean, we had a freelance travel writer come and work for us in COVID, and he was saying he couldn't believe how much effort went into a pitch plan and how much time it took to build a media matrix and work out what stories you're pitching and who you're pitching them to and when you're pitching and making sure you're doing the right thing by those that you've offered an exclusive to. And I think he was quite, you know, surprised about the level of detail and the level of work that goes behind it. And which was really nice, actually, to hear from someone who probably just gets 100 pitches in the inbox a day or phone calls in the same manner. And yeah, it was nice to have that feedback.
I guess in Rochelle's case too, it was actually a lot to do with personal branding as well. Yes, she was PRing herself, but it's her. There wasn't the expectations of the client, which is something that PRs really need to navigate throughout their career, and especially working in an agency. But for her, she didn't actually have a client. It was her.
And it's her personal story. So it's the perfect PR storm, essentially. Mm. It's a personal story. She has the connection. She's the writer. She's the author now. And she can go to the writers' festivals, and she can open up her mother's home, and she can visit the bookshops. And I really loved, actually, how she talked about the reader being the most important thing, and hearing from all those people that are reading her book and how it's affected them. I think that was really, really beautiful.
I agree. And I think that really shows in her writing too. Mm. And for anyone listening, highly recommend her book as well. It's incredible. For anyone who is interested, details of Rochelle's book, A Brilliant Life, My Mother's Inspiring Story of Surviving the Holocaust, is in the show notes. We both highly recommend it. And make sure to tune in next week to find out how to go viral on TikTok. Thanks for listening to The Press Office with Kate Co PR. If you learnt something new today, then all we ask in return is for you to subscribe and follow this podcast wherever you're hearing this. Reach out to us. All our details are in the show notes below.